Well, folks, it's time for some great wine, and I have Mr. Donald Pat sitting with me, so I know we're in good hands, and it's going to be a very interesting lunch here. And we are in Sonoma Valley, and we've actually come to this great new facility that Donald's at here. He has lots of news for us to fill us in on, and new projects, three of them, and this is the biggest of them, and I'll try to say this right, Maritana. I am from New England, and we try to put more R's in everything there is, but it's great to be with you, sir. Great to see you, and great to see you with a big smile on your face with these great new projects. Three Chardonnays. You talk and I'll drink.
Actually, I thought I was only going to make one Chardonnay. And then in the process of doing that, I came up with two wines that I thought were super special that I wanted to bottle as independent single vineyard sites. Maritana, just to let you know, I thought I made this name up. I racked my brains for names for this new project. I love Russian River. This is my Russian River expression for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. The name came from, I said, Sonoma. What do I think of when I think of Sonoma? I think of mountains and rivers. Mountains and rivers and what else? Oceans. So I took Maritime from ocean and Montana from mountains, and I put them together to make Maritana. And once I put that up on the internet, I realized that there were actually a lot of women around the world that's their first name.
I don't think there's any competition there. Maybe it'll be something they'll have to buy a case of each just to let people know their name.
I hope they do. That would be really fun. So I created, as I said, three new Chardonnays. The first one is called La Riviere. The only Pinot I'm doing is called La Rousse. So if you put them together in French, it's Russian River. That's where those names came from. It sounds sexier in French. Basically, I'm just calling them Russian and River. La Riviere is a blend of two vineyards. It includes a significant portion of Chardonnay grapes that came from these very old vines that the Duttons own, right near their offices there called Shop Block, planted in 1967, which is kind of incredible. The other part of them are coming from a vineyard called Big River, which has subsequently been purchased, and I can't get those grapes anymore. So this is kind of a once-only Chardonnay that I can make, but I have additional fruit coming for 2018, so don't worry. There'll be a really good version of La Riviere for 2018 as well. All barrel fermented, surly aged, 100% ml. Different style from what we used to do at Patson Hall. A little bit less new oak, and I think it's a really bright, fresh, happy, delicious, complex, beautiful wine.
I do see a pattern here, and there are some names that were associated vineyards, and Patson Hall really was a winery, but really didn't have vineyards. You had the who's who for vineyards, for vineyard sourcing.
It's really true. That was the model that we used to start Patson Hall, and it worked pretty well the first time, so I'm trying it again the second time. It's amazing how responsive my friends have been here, and the kinds of grapes that they've come up with has really been sensational. I have access to fruit that if you were just starting a brand new brand in 2017, you would never have seen these grapes. So it's really nice.
Dutton Ranch, I do remember, is another great wine that you had with Patson Hall and had Pinot and Chardonnay.
We did buy Pinot Noir grapes from the Duttons. Yes. And in fact, I ended up with two different Dutton Ranch Chardonnays. One called, I referred to it already, the Shop Block. This is the last remnant of the original plantings by Warren Dutton back in 1967. It is only sold to me and to one of the sons. So these are the only two people who get these 50-year-old Chardonnay vines. It's the most treasured part is because of the sentimental element of they knew their dad planted this. It was one of his original ideas. So I really feel honored to be able to get this fruit. And I decided as we were going into barrel at the last second, I just said, those last six barrels, let's just go with wild yeast fermentation just to see. And of course, as soon as patience got over, they were my six favorite barrels. And I'm thinking, now I cannot blend these in with something else. What am I going to do? So I took a couple of new barrels and a couple of other barrels from the main lot that I really thought were special and made this 250 case lot. It's called Shop Block 1967, because I want everybody to remember it was planted in 1967.
Unfortunately, I was a 15-year-old lad in 67. It was a good year because I remember the Red Sox were in the World Series.
They
did not. Thanks for pointing that out, Donald. We're going to enjoy some great Chardonnay here, and we have three of them that are just absolutely beautiful. And Donald, it's a real pleasure to be with you again, and look forward to seeing you during the projects here. And this one is a really exciting one, and we still have a bottle of Pinot to open. Are you ready for that too?
Well, I want to do one more Chardonnay first.
As if we needed a third Chardonnay, I'm sitting with Donald Patz, and his new project is called Maritana. Now, I may have a little bit of a New England accent onto that one, but Donald, Donald will straighten us all out here. And this is a third Chardonnay for us to talk about. I think it does it justice to talk about it as its own.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, funny thing about this is a part of the Dutton Ranch, and they have multiple vineyards scattered all over Russian River. This one is sort of the tenderloin. This is the one where nobody can buy grapes. It's been pretty much exclusive to Kistler, DeMaul. There was a little slice of this that used to go to Patson Hall on the other side of the hill. They basically told me, yeah, someday maybe we'll have some grapes from you from there. No one had given up grapes on Hanson Hill since they planted it in 1999. I didn't expect to get any, but I got a call about 2 weeks after I had met them for the grapes that were going into shop block, and they said, amazingly enough, there's a gentleman who wants to retire, and he wants to give up a portion of his Hanson Hill grapes. And I said, I'll take it. It doesn't even matter where it is. I'm going to buy those grapes. And eventually, he gave up almost 2 acres, about 1.8 acres of this Hanson Hill. It's an extraordinary site, hillside, all in Gold Ridge loam. It's old Wente clone. This is the epitome of what Russian River can be. It's my most expensive Chardonnay, and it's a fabulous wine, both for drinking now, but also has great ageability.
We go back to the point that Patson Hall was a great starting ground for you, but the whole formula of Patson Hall was that there were no vineyards, but the vineyards that you did have for that label were fabled. The names that you're talking about that got that fruit are fabled. I mean, you're really talking about the creme of the creme.
Yeah, it's hallowed ground. It really is. And to be able to get this in my first go-round out into it is, and I think it's as much as anything, it's a tribute to what we all accomplished together at Patson Hall. And then when I came by myself, they recognized me. They knew what we were able to do, and they had faith in what I might be able to accomplish with their great fruit.
Well, folks, we're going to accomplish something with this great fruit. We're going to order some great dishes to go with it. Donald and I are pretty good at that.